And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all are talking about this show. This one. Y'all are talking about this show goes from, like, Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I'm talking about all the way down to that lovely little village on the plains we call Auburn. Straight across the line from there to what we call, once again, Fort Benning. Benning, and then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio. Then there's all y'all out there in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web, live streaming the show, live streaming, like literally looking inside the studio. And you're doing it on places like Rumble, X, YouTube, Facebook, our website, rightsidemedia.org. You can live stream the show on all of those. And we've got a bunch of y'all do that. And then there's a ton of y'all that podcast after the fact. And look, the bottom line is this. We appreciate it. You have no idea. I mean, you're the reason why we do this. So thank you very much. We do not take it for granted. We love y'all and appreciate you. Text lines are indeed open. Let me get a couple of these real quick. Dave from Capshaw says, my wife Karen has a meatloaf she made in the oven. I can't wait. Nice. Meatloaf Monday at Dave from Capshaw's house. John from Huntsville says, Phil, spectacular monologue. Also, did you hear there are multiple explosions at a Clairton, Pennsylvania steel plant? I did. Killed one person, injured dozens of others. It's a shame, yeah. By the way, JP, to see the Jacksonville Jaguars field goal kicker made a 70-yard field. 70 yards?
Yeah, and guess what? It's not even going to count officially in the record books because it was a preseason game. It's so ridiculous. Like, I don't care if it's a preseason game. He nailed a 70-yarder in an NFL game.
Well, put an asterisk by that bad boy and include it in the record books.
Part of it, some people's reasoning is that, well, in the warmer weather, the ball could travel further.
It's so
like,
what?
It's 70 yards. Like
70 yards.
That's quite impressive. So, yeah.
Is he a soccer-style kicker? Is he? Do you, I mean,
I don't know. I've never even heard of him. I don't even know if he's their starting kicker or not. But if he wasn't, he probably is now.
Yeah. Was it straight down the middle, or did he barely get it over?
He had some room to spare. Maybe good for like 72 or so. It was, amazing.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Jack from Huntsville checking in. Jack says, excellent monologue, Colonel. Thank you, sir. Said, all I could think during today's press conference was, thank goodness the adults are back in charge. He said, also, my brothers and I grew up listening to The Cause. Yeah, the Cosby. He said, we wore those records out. Man, we would crack each other up doing Cos routines. Listen, Bill Cosby is one of the last great, clean comedians. Just amazing talent. Used to just crack me up. His dentist routine, JP, we may have to watch it during a break. His dentist routine is epic.
See, I didn't watch much Cosby. I think the first time I knew about him was, unfortunately, the stuff in the news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you came in late on that one. You had a comment over there on your side. What'd you have?
Oh, we just got Bruce from the X stream talking about D.C. He said, it's about time somebody unpacked patrol of D.C.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's where we are. So let's talk about this for a minute. We're gonna jump into Dipper number one, Trump on crime. And I meant what I said during my monologue. If you missed it, you can catch it again on podcast. But in the monologue, I said, while I am really glad he's doing this, the president of the United States should not have to be in the position of holding a press conference in the White House to address what amounts to municipal crime. I mean, for the love, people. I mean, think about some of the controversies he's had to deal with lately. How dare you, says Gavin Newsom and Mayor Karen Bass, send the National Guard to stop the riots in L.A.? Well, why didn't you do it? No one has a good explanation. Well, how about this one? How dare you reinforce the federal courthouse in Portland, Oregon, or in Seattle, or in any of the other, you know, upper West Coast cities? Well, because you weren't doing it. You have the CHOP and the CHAZ, you know, remember that? Occupy Wall Street and all that. Why is it always the left-wing areas are covered up with homelessness, crime? You got San Francisco right now where businesses are shutting down. They're in what they call a doom loop. A doom loop. That's if you look it up. Look up San Francisco doom loop and you will find it. They are literally saying that right now San Francisco can't pull out. It would have to have a complete sea change overnight in order to save the ability for downtown not to go under. The doom loop. Why? Because people are sick to death of their employees being mugged, of having people defecating in their streets and even in their doorways, of having homelessness setting up camps right where kids walk to class, and businesses that can't keep stock in because the law in California says if you steal less than $1,000, it's not even a crime. I mean, this is just, it's just nuts. And then they wonder what in the world, like, why is it so bad here? Why are we having so much trouble? because you're the ones in charge. That's why. And you can't blame it on the criminals, because at some point, criminals only go where they're welcome, if you know what I'm saying.
And they also believe that the police make the problem worse. Like, it, yeah. They, and it was a great example when you were on CNN and Van, when we were, y'all were talking about the force multiplier, and he tried to claim that the police coming in would make the problem only worse because then they would start a war against black people or something. It's like it completely backwards. It's like, actually, police will lower crime because that's their job.
Yeah. He started saying it will escalate things. I said it'll de-escalate things.
Yeah. It's complete passiveness of like, well, we don't want to, like, non-confrontational. If we don't want to start up trouble, then they're going to fight back, and it's just going to, just let them do the crime and just let them go. And that's the attitude in all
the
West.
So if somebody was breaking into your house, Like last night, I'll be honest with you, I dozed off in the recliner. Charlene was going to go to bed. She walks over to turn the outside lights off. It snapped me awake because the outside light switch is right next to the door, which is right next to the recliner. I thought somebody was coming through the back door.
Yeah.
About had a moment there. She probably questioned whether I was dangerous for that particular moment. But what I'm saying is, if you had somebody coming in your window at night, are you going to call a guidance counselor, or do you want law enforcement there?
Or just lock the door in your bedroom and hide and wait till he's stealing everything and then leave, because you don't want to start trouble. You know, you don't want to be a problem or anything.
Do like Santa Claus. Leave out the things you don't mind being stolen.
Yeah.
Here's a plate of cookies for you. Take what you want. I mean you no harm.
Yeah.
Please. But yeah, that's where we are now. Now liberals are having a complete come apart, because if you're not up to speed, let me back up. The nation's capital, the capital of the free world, if you get down to it, has one of the highest crime rates in a municipality in the nation. And the liberals are going, crime's been on the decline now. We're seeing a 30-year low in crime. Are you? Are you really? Let me bring up an article from Town Hall just to set the stage for how awful they are with facts. Townhall.com, Dateline today. I hold it in my calloused former paratrooper hands. Monday morning, President Donald Trump officially invoked home rule, I'll tell you about that in a minute, and put Attorney General Pam Bondi in command of Washington, D.C.'s Metro Police. But in the lead up to the move, Democrats and their allies in the media claimed that crime was down in the district. Yes, they did. Oh, wait a minute. Should we look at actual facts? Because a D.C. police commander is currently under investigation and on suspension for allegedly making changes to the crime statistics to make them look better in the district. Even the police union in the area has called out this particular police commander for changing the stats to try and make things look better. That's an actual article I hold in my calloused former paratrooper hands, and I'm telling you right now, even local NBC4 reported that the union claims that police supervisors in the department manipulated crime data to make it appear violent crime has fallen. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. The reality is you've got a bad situation over there in D.C. right now. At one point, D.C. was called the murder capital of the world. Awful. Now, we're not there right now. It's not the murder capital of the world right now. But it's still awful. One of the reasons why is because in 1973, like really in my lifetime, not that long ago, 1973, not that long ago. Okay. I remember 1973. But anyway, all right, during my lifetime, how about that? You know, like 50-something years ago, 52 years ago. The District of Columbia Home Rule Act was passed by Congress. So it's not been that long that D.C. just got the ability to elect its own mayor and city council. And it was like this like significant shift towards self-governance. It gave them home rule. Up until 1973... the District of Columbia was governed by the federal government. But they were granted the ability. They still don't have true representation in Congress. They're not a state, but they are a district with some measure of self-governance or home rule. And their mayor and city council, the current one being Mayor Bowser, who, by the way, Mayor Bowser has attempted to, I'll give her some props. She has been somewhat conciliatory towards Trump of late. But I think, and I haven't heard it yet because it was just on while I was talking, she gave a press conference a little while ago. I'm pretty sure she's not happy right now because Trump has just federalized the police force. And the Home Rule Act of 1973, listen to what it did. It literally retained the authority of the federal government, mostly through Congress, to override local self-governance. In other words, it's limited in scope. They can do stuff, and largely they're given a pass. They are. Which is why, acting more like a state government, the district council in D.C. has been passing things like no cash bail. Like making it a mere misdemeanor if you commit a violent crime under the age of 25. No minimum mandatory sentencing. I mean, things that you don't have anywhere else. They're doing, and then what's also happening is they're so soft on these young thugs. I mean, 25, first of all. My gosh. You could join the army at 18. I mean, are we really to believe that a 24 and a half year old should not be tried as an adult? Is that what you're telling us? Well, that's the reason why young thugs are so dominant right now in D.C. And Trump has said, enough is enough. We want our capital city back. And we do. Now, here's the thing. My personal preference is that Trump shouldn't have to do the things he's doing. My second preference is that he does the things he's doing because the locals won't. He doesn't want to do this. He's not looking for it. But we cannot have congressional staffers being murdered in the street like what happened 2 weeks ago. We cannot have young executive branch staffers like the young guy from Doge who was just beaten up in the street for daring to try and stop another vehicle being carjacked. I think it was two nights ago, maybe it was last night, police were called out to one of the local parks because 100 young thugs had taken over a park and they were just like creating mayhem with complete impunity because they know they can. So Trump has said, you know what? We're sending in federal law enforcement. We're taking over the police department because we can. And we are going to, oh, by the way, call in the National Guard. And so today at the press conference, it was Trump, it was Jeanine Pirro as the local U.S. attorney in D.C., and it was Pete Hegseth standing there right next to him. Mr. President, we're calling out the National Guard. We are going to get our capital back, but he's not just determined to stop the crime, which he will. It will. Crime rate will go precipitously down as they begin making arrests and enforcing them under federal law and applying actual penalties. And when suddenly you have 17-year-olds who are on their 15th carjacking, realizing they don't get no cash bail anymore, and that gun violence crime that they had now might mean serious jail time, the word's going to get out. And you're going to see, you know, all their running buddies are going to wind up getting the word, oh, shoot, this is serious now. But all that's happening as we speak. But it's not just crime. Trump's determined to get rid of homelessness in the U.S. Capitol. He's determined to actually clean up the U.S. Capitol. I mean, I love Washington, D.C. Some of y'all have been there too, I'm sure. When I was stationed at the Pentagon, I loved just being in D.C. I love seeing places. I love going around. I love taking long, long walks or jogs across the Washington Mall and all the surrounding areas. There are monuments, y'all. You don't even realize you're there because they're not the top line monuments, you know what I'm saying? But there are so many pieces of history just embedded everywhere in that entire district. It's where the world became free. And we have got to get it back under control. We'll take a break right now. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. Phil Williams, I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper. I want your input. What do you think about all this? Trump on crime. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Just so y'all know, by the way, all you older people who enjoy comedians, I introduced the Bill Cosby dentist routine to the JP during the break. We went to watch parts of it. It was hoot.
Yeah, I actually, that may be the first time I've actually seen a Bill Cosby stand-up set before.
Your education is far from complete.
Yeah, I could see why everybody loved him just from that little bit.
It gets better. It gets so much better. We didn't even get into, the time that his wife had their first child. And he talked about the pain. He said, I'm understanding. He said, I'm a man. But the pain, I've heard it described as, if you grabbed your lower lip and pulled it over your head. We got some text lines. I'm going to go get a few of those before I get too far behind. Let me jump on it real quick. Got a brand spanking new texter from is Elmo from Rising Fawn. Rising Fawn, Georgia. I love Rising Fawn, Georgia. By the way, Rising Fawn, Georgia, there you are, up there yonder in that nook, the nook of Northwest Georgia. So, thank you very much. Glad you're there, Elmo. By the way, story about Rising Fawn, Georgia. We're right here, straight up the interstate. If you're going, you pass through the nook of the northwest corner of Georgia and then into Chattanooga, right? Rising Fawn, Georgia always has the best gas prices, just so you know, if you're taking that trip. And then the other piece is that's where people used to go to elope.
Really?
Around here, people used to go to Rising Fawn, Georgia because it was right up the road and you could get married there quick overnight and then come back. And in Alabama, you couldn't do that.
Huh.
So I've met multiple people in the Gadsden area who eloped to Rising Fawn, Georgia.
How about that?
How about that?
That's funny.
Rising Fawn, Elmo says, I enjoyed your monologue. He said, I was concerned when your show replaced our previous afternoon content on WGOW out of Chattanooga. Your show has turned out to be a very pleasant surprise. Well, I'm glad. He said, I really like all the life experience you bring to the show, your legislative, your law, your military, and gentlemanly points of view all combined to make the show captivating listening. Man, this is a great text. I especially appreciate when you explain issues through your law, military, or legislative background. The explanations certainly help us understand what's really going on. That is what really distinguishes you from a plain old talk show host. Thanks for what you do. Elmo, you are most welcome. I am most proud of that text. I think I shall print it and frame it and hang it on the wall. But nonetheless, welcome to the text lines, Elmo from Rising Fawn. You got him plugged in there, bud? We're getting plugged in the text line, so we know him from now on. Joe in Tennessee says, I like the Trump plan to fix D.C. better than the vegetative auto pens plan to placate the teenage thugs. MAGA Joe in Tennessee. You are correct, sir. Chris from Athens says, I say when they arrest these people, bring back chain gangs and work them to death. So they can house them in something like Alligator Alcatraz instead of the jails. If the crime is bad enough, public execution. Maybe that will deter crime. Chris, I suspect that you're not going to be a judge anytime soon. Just saying.
So did you see the videos of the folks on the D.C. streets, the response to this? Like an interviewer went out and asked these people
that.
Walking on the sidewalk what they thought about this. The answers really would shock you. But also you could see those and be like, oh, okay, so I know why he's doing this now. It's really a mess up there.
Were they pink hairs or were they?
No. Well, there was two black individuals who were asked first. One of them said something about how he's being a dictator. He needs to get off the streets, yada, yada, yada. But then he goes, oh, but if he wants to come and cut our grass, he's welcome to do that.
Really?
And then, I believe there was a couple of others that just, you know, said that he was being a dictator. Dictators act like this. They need to just let us be. You know, we're not doing anything. It's like, y'all are. There's a reason he's doing it.
Yeah, there's a reason he's doing it because you guys keep electing these people to the city council. That's
the cutting
why.
Grass thing was hilarious to me. That I was like, that right there encapsulates the problems with D.C. right now.
Scott from Ardmore, Alabama says, Phil, howdy. It's a darn shame that the president has to take time away from the current world situation to deal with a local system that has obviously failed at all levels. But with Janine and Pete standing forth, it's going to get a lot better. Feds don't play. Get some, Mr. President. Yeah, he also had, by the way, Pam Bondi, the attorney general. I mean, you got the Secretary of Defense, the senior U.S. attorney for the district, and the Attorney General standing next to the President of the United States for a press conference about crime in a city. Those city officials should be ashamed that it's come to that point. I got more on this, though. We're going to get into some big details that help flesh it all out. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Oh, Alabama. I don't know what time is it, JP? Is it top of the hour?
It is top of the hour. Indeed.
Oh, Alabama, Tennessee, syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live, making mistakes. It's the way you know it's live. It's not a tape. On the Right Side studio, solid conservatives playing right. There we go. How about that? I'm doing this situation here. I'm talking about this first dipper, Trump on crime. And the situation is that Washington, D.C., capital of the free world, which is a beautiful city, by the way. If you've ever spent any time there or lived there, maybe been stationed there or worked there, you know that Washington, D.C. is, of course, every city has its seedy areas or whatever. But Washington, D.C. is an exceedingly beautiful city. It is. So much history there. Well, the crime is off the hook. Liberals are having a complete come apart because this morning at 10 a.m., President Trump held a major press conference in which he announced that he is federalizing the law enforcement in Washington, D.C. Will this be challenged in court? Probably. We'll wait and see. I don't know yet. I saw that Mayor Jeanine Bowser has Mayor Bowser, Muriel Bowser, has held a press conference, and I don't know what she said because she was speaking while I was on the air. But I will say this: Jeanine Pirro is the new fully Senate-confirmed U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C. She vowed to crack down on what she described as a surge of young people committing violent crimes in the nation's capital. Part of the problem has been the mollycoddling of youth gangs in the capital region. No explanation for it except mollycoddling. That's all it is. Pirro described them as young punks, and she said they're being granted probation and other lenient sentences due to their age, and yet she said things like, I can't touch you if you're 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, even if you have a gun. She said, we need to go after the D.C. Council and all their absurd laws. We need to get rid of the concepts of no cash bail. We need to recognize the people who matter are the law-abiding citizens, and it starts today, said Jeanine Pirro. I will tell you this. The police union is all for this. So the other day, when I was on CNN, by the way, I'm going back this Friday. I'll be on CNN again Friday night. When I was on CNN the other day, I got into a back and forth with what I would have to describe as one of the liberals on the panel I was with. And he took issue with the idea that this might happen, which now it is happening. That there would be a federalization. There'd be the influx of even National Guard and federal law enforcement into D.C. And I said, this is a force multiplier. I said, I guarantee you, if you ask the rank and file, they are all on board with this. They want the backup. They want some extra help. They want to do their jobs. And he took issue with it. Oh, yada, yada. Guess what happened? Trump is now federalizing law enforcement in the Metro PD region for D.C., and the police union is all in on this. You had a comment about that a minute ago, did you?
They just put up a memo and said how much they support this, and said specifically that the union agrees that crime is spiraling out of control. Immediate action is necessary to restore public safety. So pretty much, you know, like you said, the rank and file are they fully support this. They also said in there that, you know, this needs to be a temporary solution. It can't be forever, obviously.
Yeah.
But like that's. I think that speaks, you know, because you can have the liberal mayors or whatever say whatever they want to say, but like the guys who actually have to do the job, like them supporting it says everything, because they're the ones that actually have to be on the streets and, you know, deal with it every day.
Is that their statement?
Yeah,
you posted up on
their memo I got up there. Yeah.
All right, for the live streamers who are watching, you can see the memo from the policeman's union, the police union posted right now on our live stream page. So yeah, that's a good catch. I'm glad you saw that. There's a bit more to it. I mean, what we're finding right now is that the numbers are not where the libs say they are. Liberals are having a complete meltdown over this. Oh, it's tyranny. We told you. In fact, let's see if I can go find the spot where I was a moment ago. I bet I lost it. Oh, here's Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi, Donald Trump delayed deploying the National Guard on January 6th. Oh, here we go. When our capital was under violent attack, now he's activating the D.C. Guard to distract from his incompetent mishandling of tariffs and healthcare and whatever. Nancy, are you still around? And then there's somebody named Dan Carlin. Dan Carlin, who has a pretty good sized following. He says, those of you who don't know what authoritarianism looks like, this is it. All the gaslighting about previous presidents, is BS, he says. I've been talking about the slide towards where we are now for 30 plus years. Those earlier concerns were nothing. Now we are here. In other words, now we're watching tyranny. So when Trump put National Guard into LA, are they still there, JP? Last I checked, they're not. JP, when he had to bolster the defenses around the federal courthouse against the Antifa attacks in Portland, are they still there, JP? I'm pretty sure they're not. I say all that to say you're going to watch a surge and then you're going to watch a tactical withdrawal. I don't think Trump is looking to just go ahead and... Now, Congress might. Congress could go ahead and say, yeah, this experimentation in home rule is done. We're done. We're done with this. No more of this. And if they pass Byron Donalds' bill, it'll happen. But right now, the numbers are not anywhere near what it says. I got a piece here from Red State. It says, The crime is dramatically down in the city, say Democrats and their allies. CNN even ran a slide of statistics claiming that alongside the White House press conference announcing various measures in an obvious narrative-building effort that crime is down. Are they, though? Be prepared to be shocked, says the article from Red State. They're not telling the truth. He says, first of all, as it turns out, their source is the Metro PD, which should be noted is run by a left-wing DEI advocate who was literally hired as the chief equity officer before being promoted to police chief. You can't make this stuff up. But that doesn't mean anything except that you look at it, and like I said a while ago, we do have one of the senior members of the Metro PD in D.C. who is now on suspension because he'd been cooking the books to make the statistics look better, claiming crime was down when in fact what he was doing was suppressing actual information. Look, it's got to be done. You cannot have foreign dignitaries coming here or embassy personnel working here, and they're fearful for their own safety because we don't have local officials with the chutzpah to actually make it happen. Trump also says, by the way, he's going to clean up not just the crime, he's going to clean up the homelessness, and he's going to clean up all of the trash and the basically the seediness of our nation's capital. Don't know how he's going to do all of that. All I know, in fact, where's that article? There here, USA Today had this one. Phil, you went to USA Today? I did. I go there so you people don't have to. USA Today, President Donald Trump has raised concerns about public safety in the city of Washington, D.C., teasing a plan that would also target the homeless population. This is scary stuff right now. In a series of social media posts, Trump said he would unveil his initiative today, which he did, adding it would address the city's crime and the cleanliness and general physical renovation and condition of our once beautiful and well-maintained capital. That's Trump's quote. And he basically said, if you're homeless in D.C., you're going to be asked to leave. He said, we'll help you find a place to go. But if you're a criminal, we want you to stay so we can arrest you. Okay. I'm digging it. But what do we know about all this? I've got a piece here that I pulled offline doing some research to prep for today. Crime in Washington, D.C. is, you know, it's got issues. Let's put it that way. Despite being the headquarters of multiple federal law enforcement agencies like the FBI, the USDEA, the nationwide crack epidemic of the 80s and 90s greatly affected the city. The number of homicides in Washington peaked in 1991 to 482. It became known as the murder capital of the United States. That's 1991. Crime rate began to fall as the crack epidemic gave way to economic revitalization. Funny how that works out. You revitalize an area, crime tends to go away. By the mid-2000s, crime rates had dropped to their lowest levels in 20 years. However, we are seeing high crime statistics again. Last year, really, really bad in terms of murder rates. We just saw, where was it, 2023, 2024? Gosh, I'm scanning through so much data here, I can't find the one I was looking for. I want to say it was 300 and something homicides last year. That being said, here it is. 2023, D.C. recorded 274 homicides, a 20-year high. That's just 2 years ago. D.C. had the fifth highest murder rate in the nation's largest cities. Many D.C. residents began to pressure the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia for not prosecuting nearly 70% of arrested defenders. 70%. I mean, this is nuts here. I'll tell you what, let me take a quick call and I'll come back to some of these stats before I go. Bordo from Harvest. Bordo, how you doing?
Man, it's so good to talk to you.
Well, thank you, sir.
Love your show. Love all the right side stuff. I mean, God's on the right side, so I want to be too.
There you go.
Anyway, I used to live in Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
And worked for one of the three-letter agencies. And, you know, from time to time, I'd have to go to D.C. And I was, you know, anywhere else, you know, in Virginia, I could carry a firearm and I know how to use one responsibly, or even just, you know, a knife. And all that stuff is outlawed in D.C., yet they let 11-year-old kids with a Glock shoot somebody and then they set them free. My basic conclusion is that the experimental 50-year, the 50-year experiment with D.C. home rule has failed miserably, and the House needs to take it back. And I think this was just the first step today, and I'm so happy for that.
Yeah, I completely agree. Bordo, great call, man. Thanks for your service to the nation. Appreciate you. And he's absolutely right. I mean, he's absolutely right that this had to happen. It's not just that it's our nation's capital. It's the capital of the free world. It's also not just the capital of the free world. It's a place where people go for the opportunity to see where history was made and freedom was actually birthed and where constitutional liberties were made known and where they're all the museums, all the tourists, this is the place where people go to see what liberty is supposed to be, where we honor our veterans with massive memorials, where we have any number of gatherings where, you know, people are on the Washington Mall. I've been to a number of them on the Washington Mall. And you can't have that be a crime-ridden murder capital. You can't. And before I go to the break, I got to say, I'm looking at right now, I mentioned a minute ago about D.C.'s having a record 274 homicides 2 years ago, a 20-year high. D.C. residents began to pressure the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia because that office was, the one that Jeanine Pirro has now, was not prosecuting up to 70% of arrested offenders. Can you imagine? 70% of those who were arrested for criminal offenses in D.C. are not being prosecuted. And after months of criticism, the rate of prosecutions finally dropped to like 56%. Okay. But it was still not making a dent. The bottom line is this. Congress is looking at taking it all back, and the President of the United States just took a major step today to issue an executive order. Will he be challenged in court? Probably. Will he prevail? Probably. And I'll just tell you right now, it needs to happen. And I'm pretty sure those Supreme Court justices don't mind the idea of feeling safer on the streets of their nation's capital where they work too. We're taking a break. I'll catch a bunch of text messages when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Text lines. Let's see what I got here. Matt from Madison says, it's infuriating to hear these liberals continue to lie outright. I just don't understand why the sheep keep following and believing them. I don't either. I don't get it. But you know what? There are sheeple everywhere we look, and a lot of them are actually panickins, if you get down to it. In fact, what are the liberals doing right now when they heard about Trump's press conference for federalizing the law enforcement in D.C.? There you go. Nancy Pelosi's press conference right there. Stephen from Athens says, so the per capita rate is far higher for D.C.
He sent a previous text before that.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was one before that. I was thinking, that's a very, I don't know. It says, D.C. has a population of about 500,000. The murder rate count is about as high as New York City with a population of 8.5 million. Listen, I'm telling you, man, it ain't good. Anonymous Grumbler, that's the name, Anonymous Grumbler, texted in and said, D.C. doesn't need the Fed. A better way to handle this, get 20 tour buses to stage across rural America, offer free transportation, food, lodging, ball bats, and axe handles to participate in a weekend of good old-fashioned butt kick and give all the law enforcement the weekend off and let the games begin. What you described is a movie, I think, called The Purge, and we can't go there. But nonetheless, I understand your sentiments. Joe from Tennessee says there's no shame from the indecent senior thugs like Muriel Bowser and the D.C. City Council, a total failed culture. They are absolutely worrying about their jobs right now, and well, they should. Because get this, if they take back home rule, they no longer have a need to be, you know, in office. Clint from Tony, Alabama says, Phil, typically on point monologue. Thank you, sir. Obviously, city leaders in D.C. have no shame nor any love for our capital city. If they did, they would not allow people to tear it down and sleep on the streets. Why do all the ruffians get it? All the ruffians get it.
I had an experience with the homeless in D.C. when I was just in eighth grade, and it, like, shocked me. I mean, we took a school trip to D.C. when I was in eighth grade, and I was very excited to see D.C. It was a great city, but there was a part when we were in the metropolitan area specifically. I can't remember why, but we were passing a certain area, and I remember our tour guide for, you know, my class, it was like a line of students, you know, walking to wherever they need to be, and said she warned us not to talk to the homeless when we walk by a certain spot. Like, don't look at them. Don't make eye contact. Just keep walking. And I remember thinking, I was like, yeah, come on. Like, I've been to New York City, Atlanta, and I've seen homeless people in big cities. None of them have ever harassed kids, you know, for money.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. We're up by a certain spot, and there was homeless everywhere, like, trying to almost grab, like, 13, 14-year-olds to ask them, you know, for money or attention or something. And I remember just walking past, and I was like, oh, my goodness. I was like, this is the worst I've ever seen. This is our nation's capital.
Yeah.
It's like, this is embarrassing. Like, D.C. Metro, it's one of the worst in terms of homeless that I've seen. And like I said, I've been to New York City. I've seen people doing the fentanyl or whatever when I was a kid in New York City from fentanyl. Like, I've seen big cities. I've never seen homeless.
The fentanyl slump?
Yeah, I've never seen homeless harass kids like that to get money. And it's awful. But yeah, I remember that day being shocked after that of that. Like, this is our nation's capital.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
Oh, God. Dave from Capshaw, Alabama says, Karen's meatloaf is ready. And he sent a picture. And my, it looks fine. There's a meal waiting to happen right there. I'm jealous for you, man. And then Jeff from Indiana says, I think the federal government should start charging everybody in districts that are soft on crime with anything they charge lawbreakers with, because otherwise they just get a slap on the hand. Yeah, wouldn't that be a hoot if the laws were too soft and you stiffen them up or else? All right, I got text messages I didn't even get to yet. I'll try to get some of those. We'll be switching dippers momentarily. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.